Hi everyone, this is Cherry and you're listening to Christ-Centered Change. Today we're going to deal with the sensitive subject of fat shaming. Well, first thing I want to acknowledge is that fat shaming is wrong. But why does fat shaming hurt? Because in that place within us, deep down in that place of honesty, we know that people who fat shame, though they're wrong, they have factual evidence. Their intentions are wrong because they want to discourage and bully, but there's a truth underneath what they're doing, and it is true that you are overweight or obese. Sometimes the plus size community has an unhealthy response to fat shaming. We can teach that it's wrong without overcompensating for being overweight. Some examples I will give you concerning this. For example, if a person was bullied bullied in the sense of being fat shamed, a response by someone could be, "Oh, you're beautiful. Don't worry about that. Girl, you look good." And all those are also factual statements, but it doesn't acknowledge the need for change. So I think more of a healthy response, "Girl, you're beautiful, whether skinny or plus size." But the reason it hurts is because you know in your heart of hearts that you need to lose weight, that you're not your healthiest. And that part of you is what caused it to hurt, because it wouldn't hurt if it wasn't factual, right? Things that are not true if we don't already have some type of insecurity about something, something really can't affect us as much, right? So I think it's really keying into that place of honesty. If you do experience fat shaming, I don't encourage us to overcompensate to go basically overboard trying to offset the fat shaming. Acknowledging truth and acknowledging need for change, that's a really good place to start someone's journey. It's like, if we respond in the right way, that we can be the silver lining of that bad experience, right? No one should ever be fat shamed, but there can be a silver lining, and we can try to promote change in that person if they open us about their experience. God opens doors in so many different ways. So instead of pacifying the situation, we could be a person to promote change and wellness in that person. So I just want to offer that perspective, because I think sometimes we train ourselves to comfort instead of to advocate change and to really look out for someone's well-being. Me personally, I would rather have a friend that tells me the truth. And when I say the truth, yes, she is telling you the truth when she says you're beautiful, or, you know, you're attractive, and she's telling you the truth, but there's a deeper truth. And those type of friendships are the ones that you have to pray for, because they are few and far and in between where people actually have the courage to be a real friend and to push you towards a greatness and find that silver lining in the experience to help you be the best version of yourself. So responding to fat shaming for me, if I was a victim of it, if someone ever does it, then I would acknowledge the truth in the situation. And I will affirm myself that I'm beautiful, whether plus size or skinny, but what is the healthiest way to be? And what does God desire of me? And my beauty is first so deep, right? Acknowledge yourself of first being beautiful within, because that beauty creates a glow, I believe, that no one can take from you. So be encouraged, respond in a healthy way, utilize self-affirmations that are honest, and help yourself if out of situations. So if someone bullies you, let it be a day that you can really find some peace and some change in how you want to move forward, And that's how you win against the bullies, is that you, I just remember this scripture just came to my head. It is a scripture, you know, y'all, when Joseph is sold into Egypt by his brothers, I'll put it in the description box. And it says that what they meant for my bad, God meant for my good. So what people mean for evil, God can mean it for your good. So it's how you look at the situation and your perspective, how you choose to think determines how you move forward. Well, thank you so much for listening, and always find the joy.